Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. In our present culture, truth is rather a fuzzy concept, an ever-moving target, it seems. Conspiracy theories grip the minds of more people than ever. Those who today are those who reject universal vaccination as a strategy for combating diseases were once a rather small minority, but these days their influence is thought to have led to outbreaks of measles all around the world. Transgenderism is an ideology that aims to normalize gender dysphoria. Its adherents claim that their subjective feelings and beliefs about themselves truly define their gender. It has no basis in medical research. And yet, in the name of tolerance, most governments have raced to redefine laws to protect the members of this minority without any discussion of the truth of the claims of this ideology. Now, while laws to protect people from abuse and persecution are certainly good, these kinds of laws can be used, and I think are being used, to legitimize transgenderism as truth and to shut down any further conversation about it. If somebody asks a question, they're immediately labeled a transphobe, and that's the end of the discussion. Modern politicians are routinely trained by public relations consultants to stick to their narrative, the narrative that is chosen by them or by their party to present to the public. When journalists ask them questions that could lead them off point, they've been trained to sidestep those questions, to ignore them, and to return to the points they want to make. But this behavior makes politicians look disingenuous. It looks like they're either deaf or they're hiding something. It shows that they care more about controlling their message than they do about hearing and truthfully answering the questions of those whose votes they seek. This is one of the reasons why many people today don't bother to cast their votes in elections. Today, more than ever, the message of encouragement and promise from Jesus that we heard this morning is vital. If you abide in my word, you are truly my disciples. And you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Notice that Jesus speaks of the truth, not a truth, not his truth, but the truth. Jesus teaches us that the truth is real. Apart from how I feel about it. Apart from what somebody else might believe about it. The truth doesn't come from us, but from him. He reveals it to us through his word. Jesus urged a group of people who had been listening to him speak about God's kingdom and had begun to believe that he was the Christ to abide, to continue, to remain in his word and its teachings. He promised that if they did so, they would know the truth and be set free by that truth. But that promise offended the people who heard him. For with pride they remembered their heritage, that they were descendants of Abraham, God's chosen people, and rightful heirs of the land in which they lived, over against the Romans who wrongly occupied and ruled it at that time. They did not abide in Jesus' word. When they took offense, they thought and spoke from their own standpoint of religious and political history, and they completely missed the liberating truth Jesus offered to them. So Jesus continued. Though these people may have thought themselves free, they were not so. Truly, truly, I say to you, everyone who practices sin is a slave to sin. The truth Jesus had in mind was more profound, basic, and universal than they realized. The truth Jesus promised to reveal to those who abide in his word penetrates to the heart of life itself. Its light exposes the darkness that shrouds the lives of all people because we share in the fallen spiritual heritage of Adam and Eve. Today, if someone in the public is caught doing wrong, we may hear them attempt to apologize with words like this: I made a bad choice. I'm not a bad person. I just made a bad choice. But the words we heard from Jesus this morning kibosh that kind of thinking. We do bad things and we make bad choices because we are, in fact, bad. Sin infects us and controls us and makes everything go bad for us. Good fruit can only come from a good tree, Jesus said. Bad fruit comes from a tree that is also bad. We sin because we are sinners, and we can do nothing to change that. We are slaves to sin. That's part of the truth revealed to us in Jesus' words, but not the whole of it. The rest is this: if the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed. The man who stood before the people that day is the one who has called God his Father from eternity. Jesus is the Word of God become human being, the Son whom the Father gave in love to the world, that those who believe in him might not perish but live eternally with him. The life Jesus lived was truly free from the bondage of sin. The devil's attempts to enslave him all failed. Jesus did the will of his Father from the instant of his miraculous conception in Mary's virgin womb to the moment that he exhaled his last painful breath of life on the bloody cross. In life and death, Jesus was free from sin's power. But in death, he suffered all of God's wrath in the place of every person descended from Adam. Not a drop of judgment remains in the cup from which Jesus drank for all of us. Jesus died as if he was the one and only slave of sin, crushed by the eternal condemnation of his Father to save us. Then the Son was raised to life again by his Father to set every sin slave free. The resurrection confirms that Jesus' promise that he can indeed set us free is true. He delivers his liberating forgiveness to us, the forgiveness that sets us free from our sins, through the word of his death and resurrection. That word it is that makes the waters of baptism to become the beginning of our new lives as people set free from the power of sin. The word of Jesus fills the bread and wine of the supper with his living and forgiving body and blood, crucified and risen for us. It is the feast of victory over sin and death that he shares with us. The liberating truth we come to know by abiding in Jesus' words is that we are all born fallen creatures of God, enslaved to sin and condemned to death by God's holiness. Yet God loves us and has delivered us from his condemning sentence through faith in him, through the instant suffering and death of his Son. The Son suffered and died to set you and me free. And through faith in him, we are free indeed. Sin and death could not hold Jesus in the grave. And because he lives forever, free of its chains, so will we. The abuse of truth that is so rampant today comes of humanity struggling in vain to break free of the strong bonds of sin. The serpent's false promise that we can be like God through our own self-will binds sinners to rely upon themselves, even though they cannot set themselves free. Railing against pharmaceutical companies and rejecting the advice of medical authorities isn't freedom. It just breeds more fear and distrust in the world and cuts people off from the benefits that God offers them through the means of vaccines. Demanding that others agree with the belief that gender is self-defined is not freedom. It's merely an attempt at self-justification by garnering social acceptance. In the end, we will all appear before Christ's judgment seat, he who himself is the truth. And only what Christ did for us will set us free to live with him forever. It can be frustrating and even frightening to live in these days that are so darkened by sin and lies. But Jesus' words still offer us unfailing encouragement and promise to live through them. If you abide in my words, you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. When we abide in Jesus' word, we know the truth. He who is the truth lived and died and lives again for us, liberating us from guilt and fear so that we can come to God as his beloved and forgiven children. From his word, we know the truth, and he sets us free to bear confident witness to him to our neighbors who are still enslaved in their sin. We know the truth, and that he will set us free to endure with patience and hope the hardships that come to us as we live in this world. We know the truth, that the Son comes to bring an end to sin, Satan, and death, and to unveil the eternal freedom and joy of his resurrection in all who believe. So, dear friends, abide in God's word, live in the truth, and hold fast to the freedom with which the Son has set you free. In Jesus' name, amen. May the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep our hearts and our minds in Christ Jesus, our Lord, and keep us faithful until the end. Amen.